coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and I am so glad to be here. I've got an amazing lineup, and I've got Sharon Savitson in our studio. Welcome.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. All right. We've got Tom on our board, Tom Spence, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You are going to want to keep that close because we've got some giveaways today. But I want to start off with who we have on our show today. And it's all about our show is, if you're just new tuning in right now for the first time, I used to have a show on 1400, and it was Kim Pagano's show there. And now I'm here, and it's about taking control of your life and really being your best. And that's what it's all about. So our first guest is Victoria Block, and she has served as a local chapter leader of the Weston Price Foundation for 13 years. And she's going to be talking about encouraging people to be more engaged in issues relating to food and farming. And so I'm really excited to talk about that. She's also going to be one of the speakers at this Health Freedom Expo at Long Beach Convention Center on Sunday, March 3rd. And so we do have tickets to give away. So I would love all my listeners to be a part of that. Our next guest is another speaker, and Greta Blackburn, an anti-aging expert and fitness pioneer, and a co-author of Immortality Edge, the mainstream Bible of telomere biology. Also, we've got Dr. Young, and his book is You Can Rejoin Joy. He is a therapist, a psychologist, and he's talking about romance and requires reflection to keep to keep the love flowing throughout a relationship. And he says the key to a strong relationship is be faithful from bed to head. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then also, if you are ready to discover your inner mystic chef and create dishes from every meal that adds entirely magic dimension to your cooking, we've got Meadow Lynn, and her book is The Mystic Cookbook with a Spiritual Essence and a Collection of Knowledge from the Vast Travels and Experiences Around the Globe. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim Pagano, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you, we know you have lots of choices, and I'm glad that you're here with us, sharing some of your time with us. Again, let's get started, and if you're looking for some tips and different things to help your life, Sharon, isn't that what we do?
We give you the tools and all the information, and you can go away, choose what works for you. You know, not everything's going to resonate with you, but take the things that work for you,
right,
and then run with them.
There you go. All right, well, let's bring our first guest on. Victoria, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be on your show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. So tell everybody a little bit about your journey. And I know that you're going to be a speaker at the Health Freedom Expo, and I'm excited. We have tickets to give away. We're going to be promoting that.
I heard, which is wonderful. I'm also going to be on a panel discussing the politics of health on Friday at the Expo.
Okay, great. So it's the whole weekend, correct?
It's a whole weekend.
Perfect.
There's an amazing range of speakers on everything related to the health, the journey, to I've been every year for the last few years. It's a fabulous event.
I love it. All right. So tell us, Victoria, about yourself and how you got started.
Oh, goodness. I have been cooking since I was a little girl, so that's always been part of my life. But as I think so many of us have, I've been on quite a health journey, where as the health options changed over the last few decades, I explored and used the principle that my body is my lab. So I went from a standard American diet that I grew up on through macrobiotics. I was macrobiotic for several years. and experienced some real health problems, some real health challenges.
And now, Victoria, I know you talk about five things to start eating and five things to stop eating. And so let's start there. Did you do this by process of elimination?
When I was macrobiotic, I actually started experimenting in my goal to seek more traditional ways of eating, and went through, realized that macrobiotics was traditional perhaps for the Japanese, but not for me. And so I actually heard a talk on the radio from a woman named Sally Fallon, and she was talking about her recently published book, Nourishing Traditions. She was the founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation, which I've been a chapter leader of for some time, and that's dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense cooking and eating to the human diet, and everything connected to that, which includes small farms, traditionally raised foods, traditionally prepared foods, and so on. So I put the five things down when I was just jotting ideas down, the things that I would encourage people to start eating. Some of which may be a little shocking are butter, lots and lots and lots of butter. My byword is there is nothing in life that butter won't help.
Hi, it's Sharon. Excited to have you here. But can you tell us why?
Can I do what?
Can you tell us why?
Absolutely. Butter is one of the best ways in life to get medium chain fatty acids into your life. If you're a bodybuilder, if you work out at all, you've probably heard of MCT oil, which comes from coconut, derived from coconut oil.
Yes, well, that's really popular right now.
Right,
all of a sudden.
The coconut oil. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. And
yeah.
Coconut oil has gotten, it's also on my list for a wonderful fat to eat because of those MCTs. However, butter has the same thing in it. It also has something called lauric acid, which is an fatty acid found in breast milk. It's one of the things that helps contribute greater immunity to the body. It helps protect the gut, which, as we know, you probably know if you've been studying nutrition at all, that the gut is one of the main sources of our immunity. Something like 80% to 85% of our whole immunity is mediated by the gut.
Victoria, let me ask you a question. When you say butter, obviously you're not talking about margarine. You're not touching about country crock, right?
Absolutely.
Or any
I'm
of those.
I'm talking about old-fashioned butter made from cream.
Victoria, don't you come up upon people who turn around and go, I'm not going to eat butter, it's fattening. You know, the whole diet conscious, let's rather use spray and cook or, you know, whatever.
Well, exactly, except that fat is not in general. We have to be very careful with our fats. There is so much misinformation about fats out there. We're sort of fat is lumped together as one big category. Mm-hmm. Every single kind of fat and oil and the fat on the steak, and it's all lumped together in one big pile of blob. And it's not true. There are fats that are actually anti-inflammatory in our body and tend to promote weight loss or balanced weight. There are fats that are definitely inflammatory that don't.
Like what?
Well, fats that are inflammatory tend to be most of the modern vegetable oils. So that would include anything, pretty much anything that wasn't produced before about 1910. Hmm. So that would be corn oil, safflower oil, cottonseed oil. All of those oils that are touted as being such wonderful, healthy things, they're polyunsaturated. They go rancid in a heartbeat when they're exposed to light or heat or air. And look at how they're marketed and sold. They're sold in clear plastic bottles under fluorescent lights day in and day out. They've subjected to tremendous pressure, which creates heat, when they're being produced. So they're rancid when they go in the bottle, and they're rancid when they come out.
That's scary.
And it is scary, because not good for heart, not good for joints, not good for anything. If you're, sorry to get technical, but prostaglandin pathways are little enzyme pathways that help promote inflammation or stop inflammation. So if you've read Barry Sears, he talks about arachidonic acid. That's part of a prostaglandin pathway. Arachidonic acid is inflammatory, but some of the same fats that cause the inflammatory part of arachidonic acid also cause the anti-inflammatory. So when you throw out egg yolks, as he does, for example, you pretty much throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
It's that incomplete understanding of the topic. So going back to the fats then, the fats that tend to promote a balanced weight that promotes satiety, that help us actually absorb the minerals in all the wonderful vegetables and fruits and so on that we're eating, are the saturated fats.
Wow. I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about taking control of your life, and we're starting really with our food, what we eat, what we consume every day. And we're talking right now with Victoria Block, and she is, you actually are in the process of starting a new business, right? The Farm and the Fork. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that is something to bring together. I've been sourcing food from the farmers market for a long time. I love my local farmers, and I love visiting the farmers markets and getting to know people. And I've also loved cooking, as I mentioned. So I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to take seasonal fresh vegetables and fruits and meats and eggs and all of that from our local farmers and create prepared foods that are the kinds of things that everybody wants to prepare at home, and may, in fact, already do, but doesn't always have the time.
I like that.
What that is. So it'll be, I've been testing recipes for the last several months and got my commercial kitchen set up and all of that.
Where are you located?
I'm actually in West Los Angeles.
Oh, I can actually get there. I like that.
Yay.
Okay.
So I'm applying to different farmers markets at the moment, so it's really a question of who has room for a new food vendor. So I will be happy to let you know
when
that's up and running.
Please do. Also, Victoria, you also blog about food, nutrition, cooking, and whatever else rivets your attention, right?
Hey, pretty much.
At food for love of, well, let's see.
It's for love of food.
For love of food.com, yes.
And don't double up on the F.
Right.
It's love of food, because it looked silly the other way.
Wow, yeah.
Victoria, can you tell us a little bit about how food affects, I don't know, let's say kids with ADHD?
Oh, my goodness. It's funny, but it's such a hot potato topic right at the moment, because there are peer-reviewed studies showing that food plays very little role in it. There was a whole flap with diets that eliminated artificial food colors, for example, an artificial anything from foods, and found that it had good results, and that's been poo-pooed by some medical researchers, although anecdotally it seems to be quite successful. So my experience is, I do not have children, but with parents that I know well through my chapter and through the foundation as a whole, who have had marvelous success with providing their children with the foods that their bodies need. In other words, kids need, when they are developing and when they're building those beautiful brains and beautiful bodies, they need protein, they need good quality fats. They need egg yolks, they need butter, they need cream, they need meat, they need a full range of foods, because they are laying down myelin, the sheath that goes around the nerves at a rapid rate. They're laying down neural connections, they're building brain tissue, all of that. And all of those require very dense with nutrients. It's funny how the term nutrient dense has come to mean food mm-hmm. with tons of antioxidants, which is great, but those aren't nutrients. Those
right.
are things that help the body clean up free radical activity and so on. That's just the normal process of living and breathing polluted air. But nutrient dense, to me, really means things that give our bodies and our brains the building blocks to repair, to grow. And for children, there couldn't be anything more critical.
Right.
So putting a child in particular on a low-fat diet, we're being told that children as young as 2 should be drinking 2% milk. If they're drinking milk at all, hemp milk would be so much better, or almond milk. And it's just cruel to me.
Well, there's a whole controversy about the milk as well.
Yeah.
But what milk should people be drinking?
Well, personally, and we're in a state where you can, I always recommend full-fat raw milk.
Interesting.
So full-fat raw milk.
Right.
I buy
organic
fat-free milk, and my father comes from South Africa, and he tells me to not buy colored water.
Yes, I can hug your father right now. It is for once, there's two things with
that's
that.
That's interesting, yes. I buy the same thing. I thought I was doing good.
No. For one thing, your body wants to lay down minerals, right? You need minerals put in the proper places for your bones, your teeth, for so many of the structures in your body, right?
Right.
You will not do that in the absence of fat.
Mm.
You will lay down calcium, but you will lay it down potentially in places where it doesn't belong. Joints, arterial walls, valves, places where it doesn't go. You want it to go into your bones. So you want to make sure that you're drinking the fat. Because remember, full-fat milk is still 3 or 4% fat.
Right.
It's not a huge amount we're talking about. Skim milk is 1% fat, right? 2% milk is like the next up. It's got a little better mouthfeel. They actually have to put non-fat dry milk into 2% and non-fat milk so it doesn't completely taste like chalk and water. Non-fat dry milk is an oxidized protein that is extremely inflammatory. It's extremely damaging. Also, the less fat there is in milk, guess what there is? The more carbohydrate.
Mm.
This is why they feed skim milk to the pigs.
Nice.
Because good farmers, all farmers know that because it will put weight on them faster than anything else.
Gosh, okay.
Fat does not make you fat. What makes anybody fat, is the abundance of extremely refined carbohydrates, which are stored by the body as fat if they're not used quickly for energy. We need glucose. I mean, we do. We need those wonderful grains and beans and the things that come from other good carbohydrates. But whatever we don't need and use is going to be stored as fat.
Interesting. Now, let's go back up to the five things that you said to start eating. So butter, one, which, it's interesting. Now, there's salted and there's unsalted. Does it make a difference?
I like unsalted because I'm a cook.
Okay.
And I like to be able to control where the salt goes into my recipes.
Right. Okay.
And I don't know what the quality of the salt is that the manufacturer is going to be using.
Great.
I prefer whole unrefined salt, like the kind that's a little bit moist when you get it. Or slightly gray or with color in it, indicating the minerals are all there.
So you're not talking about a kosher or a sea salt, are you?
Most sea salt, sold as sea salt, is still pretty refined.
Really?
The kind that you buy in most stores where it's a nice big canister with a Parmesan grater thing.
Right.
It's a very refined salt. It's scarcely better than Morton salt.
Wow. Okay.
So what I buy is Celtic sea salt.
Celtic.
Hmm. Celtic. And it's made by Grain and Salt Society. Or Selena naturally, they produce it.
Do you buy that?
I buy it at almost any natural food store. Hmm. Any good natural food store, Whole Foods, down in my neighborhood, Co-Opportunity.
Yeah.
One Life, all of those.
So then you're talking about also grass-fed and finished meats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And again, animal foods in general, if they are properly raised, which means they're actually eating what God designed them to eat, which is for cows, they like grass.
Right.
They don't just like the grass in your front lawn. They like a whole variety of leguminous grasses and fescues and you name it. But they love that. They will fatten up beautifully on grass. They don't get sick. They don't develop E. coli when they're fed on grass. In fact, the whole E. coli 0157, the one that makes people violently ill and sometimes kills them, developed from feeding grain to animals, to cows in particular, because it actually acidified their poor stomachs. And E. coli survives acid better. But when a cow's eating grass, its stomach doesn't get so acid. They can live long, healthy lives. So it takes a little longer to get them up to weight for processing into meat, but the quality of that will be so much better. That's why I specified not just grass-fed, because you'll see a lot of grass-fed meat out there. The question to ask is it finished on grass? Because if you take cows off grass for even a month and start finishing them on grain, which a lot of growers do, all the fatty acid balance of omega-3 and omega-6 changes.
Wow.
So when you see fat on a piece of beef in the store, you want it to be at least light cream in color or darker. If it's white, it's grain-fed.
Now, there's a couple. Cod liver oil. Talk to us about that.
Well, cod liver oil, which I'm old enough to have grown up on, and hated it when I was a child. I just thought it was evil, but I'm now very grateful that my mom did that.
So, how often are you, or should somebody drink that?
So every day.
Really, and how much?
Every day. Well, it depends on what brand you're buying. I'm buying what's called a high vitamin cod liver oil, which it's actually been fermented.
Okay.
So I take a half a teaspoon a day. Hmm. If I was buying something like a lot of the brands that you can get, Carlson's, Nordic Naturals, Garden of Life, those in the stores, most of those have synthetic vitamins added back into them. So they've manipulated, the manufacturers have manipulated the levels of vitamin A and vitamin D into something that isn't naturally occurring in the liver itself. And that's like a whole other conversation.
Okay.
But that basically vitamin A has gotten sort of slammed in recent years and vitamin D has gotten the big two thumbs up.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring you back because there's just like so many things I want to talk to you about. I do want to ask you, so coconut oil, that's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink that on its own too?
I don't. Well, it isn't a drinkable thing.
Right.
It's actually pretty
yeah.
thick.
Well, I don't know. A couple of my girlfriends put it in, you know, their lotions. They put it in their milkshakes. They put it in.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I put it in, I'll put it in my coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh.
So I actually have some nice raw goat's milk, and I steam it up, and I put it in my coffee.
How much do you put in?
About a couple of teaspoons.
Mm.
Do you cook with it?
I do, but I honestly don't like sautéing with it that much because it tends to stick.
So yes. What do you use to sauté?
So what I use it for, I use it mostly to mix in with things.
Right.
I'll use it if I'm roasting potatoes. I'll toss some in and mix it. I'll roast potatoes with half, don't laugh, I'll have like half coconut oil and half lard.
Nice.
Or half coconut oil and half butter.
Okay.
Or things like that. Because remember, I love the fat.
Right.
And I think the fat is one of the most important things that you have to take charge of in your body.
It's interesting. My daughter went away skiing with a family and she said, they put butter onto everything. And I went, and she goes, it's disgusting. And I said, it's delicious.
Exactly. Isn't it funny? What we've been brought up with is really a lot of what our head's telling us, you know. Now, you talk about fermented vegetables, sauerkraut.
Right, kimchi.
Yep.
Dill pickles.
What is kimchi?
Kimchi is a Korean pickle, and it's a lovely spicy thing. If you like
hot
spicy. Oh,
I love spice. I do.
Oh, me too. So it's ginger, garlic, and hot pepper is the spicing in it. There's actually, if you're in Korea, there's close to 200 kinds of kimchi. It just means fermented pickles or fermented foods. There's even fruit kimchi.
Really? But and where do you get that?
That you can get, again, almost, you can actually get that at a lot of stores, any stores serving an Asian market.
Mm.
But if you want to get organic ones, again, your natural food stores in the refrigerator section will have all kinds of kimchi.
This is what I love about my show, is I'm always learning something, and I love what you're bringing to the show. Now, really quick, what should we stop eating? And for anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, we got myself here, I'm Kim, and we've got Sharon, and we got Tom on our board, and our phone number right now is 805-419-0008. If you are interested in getting some tickets to the Health Freedom Expo, which is the weekend of March, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give us a call. Leave me your name and number, and I will get back with you. I'm going to be putting some names in a drawing, and we will pull them out. I would love you to be my guest. And we're talking right now with Victoria Block. So we're talking about these amazing foods, but what should we stop eating?
Anything low fat.
Anything low fat, okay. That's
which eliminates what, like half the supermarket?
Everything,
yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. So
if you were talking about something like yogurt, what should you be looking for?
Whole milk yogurt. Preferably, I like plain. I'd rather know what I'm adding into it.
Right.
So if I'm going to add fruit to it or maple syrup or anything, let me add my own.
Right.
So I'm looking for, ideally, I like the ones that are cream top. Like Trader Joe's has a cream top yogurt. There's a number of brands in the health food stores that you can get that say cream line. But even if they don't, there's some marvelous new yogurts coming out. There's one by a company up in Northern California named Saint Benoit, which sells these adorable little ceramic tubs of yogurt for single servings or full quart mason jars of it. And it's full fat Jersey milk. The milk's been pasteurized, but then cultured, and it's just a delicious taste. Or Strauss yogurt, also from Northern California. There's several out there, but those are two of my favorites. But those are not low fat. And low fat, again, it's, I believe in foods the way that they start. And anything that's low fat pretty much has been manipulated to turn it into something else.
Right. And I think one of the things that people don't look at is they'll look at the fat content, but they don't look at the sugar content at all.
I couldn't agree more.
So often you think, oh, well, it's fat-free, but the sugar's
through the roof. You know, it'll be like 30 grams of sugar, 35 grams of sugar.
Well, sure, because all you've got with your with your macronutrients is protein, fat, and carbohydrate.
Right.
So one goes down, you got to bring something else in.
Right.
So carbohydrate is usually, and like you say, usually in the form of sugar.
Right.
So I would also avoid any fake foods. And by fake foods, I mean things that are made to look like something else, but they're really not.
You mean like spray?
Like
cooking spray.
Like spray. Well, like Velveeta. Or, like Velveeta. You know, Velveeta is called originally...
Oh, Velveeta cheese, yes.
It was originally called a cheese food.
Wow.
And the company making it, Kraft, back in the day, sued to say, no, it's not a cheese food, it's cheese. And they literally had to change the definition of what cheese was to get it passed as cheese. So, but also veggie burgers. I'm sorry.
Oh.
They're not a burger.
Okay.
If you want to call it a vegetable patty, fine, but don't call it a burger.
Right.
Or fake chicken, or fake this, or fake that, or tofu in shapes, tofurkey, for God's sake. You know? These are fake foods.
Wow.
They're foods that are pretending to be something that they're not. Hemp cheese, almond cheese. They're not cheese. I'm so sorry. They're fake food.
Right. Victoria, this is, I mean, really, you've opened up my eyes to some other ways of really being healthy, and I can't wait to hear you at the Health Expo. But where do we also get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my blog, foroloveoffood.com.
And you can tell you are for love of food.
Right, it's for love of, exactly.
Yes, but you really, you have a passion for this, and I love that. I mean, really, that's really how we should all, as mothers, as, you know, families, when we put food on the table, we really need to be invested in what it's going to do to our future,
Excellent.
What it's going to do to our body.
We do.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for being a part of my show, and I'd love to talk with you further.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I look forward to it.
You got it.
Take care.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. But again, if you are interested in being a guest at the Health Freedom Expo, and that is the weekend of March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I have tickets. Please give me a call. Get your name in at 805-419-0008. And I'd love to get you on that list. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Greta Blackburn, and we're going to talk about anti-aging. She is our anti-aging expert and fitness pioneer. We'll be right back. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the away.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally.
On News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I am so glad that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm here with Sharon.
I know. We've got an exciting
lineup. Yes, we do. And again, we are giving away tickets because we have our next guest that is also a speaker at the Long Beach Health Freedom Expo. And it is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's going to be an amazing day if you are interested in bettering yourself. It's a new year. We can start all over again. But, you know, it's just about getting knowledge and taking control of your life. Sharon,
we're
always
learning new things, though.
Yes,
you know, and everything evolves. Like, you know, even talking about butter with the the lady before with Victoria,
right.
And just going through how first they said it was so bad, and now they're saying that it's better. You know, everything kind of evolves and changes, and it's just keeping abreast of the things that are out there.
Definitely, definitely. Well, our next guest is Greta Blackburn, and she is an anti-aging expert and fitness pioneer, and the co-author of the
Immortality
Thank
Edge.
You. I don't know why. Anyways, and the mainstream Bible of telomere biology. And Greta, are you here?
I am so here. That is scaring me.
I like it. You know, and so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you can make us feel and look and stay and, you know, all the anti-aging things that you've learned.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I want you to know that I have a spunky little poodle named Romeo. And
aww.
If you hear him barking, you know that it's because he's getting protective. He hears something in the bushes, and he wants to save me from destruction. So,
do you know, I have to tell you, just that you brought this up, I've got two dogs and two cats,
uh-huh.
along with two kids, two
right.
boys and two girls. But one of my cats, which they're inside cats, got out and was missing for 2 weeks, and we just found her.
Oh,
and
good for you.
I am telling you, we've got coyotes all around our house, and I went to the pound, I put an ad in, I put it in Facebook, and I got all these amazing calls, all these passionate people that are so into their animals like I am, and everybody called me, and then at the last minute, my son saw a little black cat, and he goes, Mom, I hope the other one's not out, and my husband got it, and it was our little one. She is so skinny, but...
Well, maybe the cat needed time out.
Maybe. But you know what? She is so humble to be home, I have to tell you. So, anyways, just wanted to share that.
Yeah, well, so. I'll tell you why this is apropos to the conversation here, which is that I had a conference call this morning with some scientists that are working on some very exciting projects with my associates and I. And one of the things that's going to be coming up on the horizon is the whole anti-aging for pets. But I'm going to talk about that today. But
okay, we'll have you back about that one.
Well,
yes.
I'm sure you would spend, I don't know about you, but I'd probably be more likely to spend money on a product for my little poodle Romeo than for myself. And
a lot
of people are like that.
Why is that? And especially if you're a mom, you know? Sometimes moms, you know, we put all the kids, then the pets, and then, you know, yeah.
Well,
so
we feel guilty as women because
there you
we
go.
Want to take care of everybody. But let me so I love the question. Tell us about you, and let me just ramble on until you hang up on me.
Yeah.
No, here's the deal. I mean, my background was, you know, acting, modeling. I still do acting. I did an off-Broadway show in New York last year. We'll be bringing it to L.A. and it has a whole message about this movement of anti-aging and mm-hmm. kind of like the secret meets Dr. Oz, I'll call this show, but that's a sidebar. What I've immersed myself in, I'm the founding editor of a magazine called Ms. Fitness Magazine. It's been my job to sniff out trends over the years, and what that used to look like was finding somebody named Johnny G, who invented a little
mm-hmm.
thing called spinning, Billy Blanks, bringing him out from the East Coast and helping get the whole Tai Bo thing off the ground. So I have this sort of zeitgeistian sense for what the next big thing is. And about 10 or 12 years ago, a long story short, I got very interested in a topic called telomere biology.
Say that again?
Telomere biology.
Okay. What is that?
You can call it telomere, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Got
I say
it.
Telomere.
Okay.
We won't go into why.
Got it.
But so that's really my very specific niche, but generically also stem cells and just anything, you know, evolving out of the whole health and fitness and leg lifts and sprinting and high-intensity interval training, now we're talking cellular regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking extending vital health span. So telomeres are the little protective end caps at the end of our cells. It's what keeps the genetic material intact. Over time, as that degrades with cell division, the funky, I'm going to talk very scientific here, the funky stuff happens. to our cells and eventually the whole system, which is what causes aging and eventually dying. So you want to protect these little tidbits. You want to keep them from shortening. And the book, The Immortality Edge, is really a prescriptive book telling you exactly how to do that, whether you buy a high-priced or medium-priced or low-priced supplement that supports telomere health, or whether you just use basic lifestyle techniques.
Greta, and let me just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about taking control of your life. We're talking about health and wellness right here. We've got Greta Blackburn on, and she is our anti-aging expert and fitness pioneer. But so, I mean, when you do Botox, when you do all these things, is it really changing it? Or, you know, I mean, because what I mean, I'm a hair therapist. And so I have clients coming in going, okay, what do I have to do? And I'm thinking, you're putting botulism into your, into your skin and your, but they're the younger clients are saying, I don't care. I'm going to prolong my looks for the longer time. My older clients are like, should I do that? So what's your thought on that?
Well, I'll tell you what my first thought is, because when I say I'm an anti-aging, longevity, whatever expert, typically people do go, oh, Botox and stuff like that. So what I do has zero to do with that, and that's the whole aesthetic front, and that's a whole separate topic, and whether you think sticking botulism in your body is a good idea or a bad, that's a whole different philosophical discussion.
You're not going to tell us what you think.
Yeah, but here's the deal. What I'm talking about is, and, hats off to what people do if it makes them, if the botulism is poisoning them, but it's making them feel better about themselves, yeah. The truth is it might be increasing their telomere health because they're depressed.
Right,
It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is really cellular regeneration at the cellular level. We're talking about making people, I make the analogy, and I'll ask you to, at age 80, would you rather be shopping for a foxy little skin-tight ski suit to go skiing in Aspen or shopping for a walker so you can get around?
Well, that's an obvious.
Yeah, so that's an obvious.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that kind of thing. Our whole movement, and I'm involved, when I say our, I'm talking about some leading scientists that I work with, and I'm not a brainiac, I'm not a scientist. Luckily, I get to suck up all of their information over
That's
time.
Why I have you guys on my show, because I love all this, and I wouldn't give my listeners, what's happening out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we're really talking about 100 is the new 50.
Right.
That's
gotten to that.
That's a real possibility. Yeah, it's real.
And that was the next direction. I mean, that's real.
That's real.
Unbelievable.
Already we're seeing things like, I'm sure you remember when turning 30 for a woman was considered the kiss of death. Oh, my God, at 30, I'm over the hill if I don't have, so it's like.
And so now 50 moved to 30. So I guess you're right. So 100.
100 is the new 50. And how you get there, the bridges to getting there are the things that I am all about. So I'm all about the telomeres/telomeres. The book outlines what to do about that. I'm about helping move forward some technologies in the stem cell world, and that's going to revolutionize things. I'm working with, and it's funny, I'll bring this back around to the expo. I'm leading a longevity panel there on this Sunday, March 3rd, 2 o'clock. I'm going to have some major, major people there. We've got Aubrey de Grey. We've got Bryant Villapanto. Now, let's talk about Bryant for a minute. Bryant's one of the original telomere experts. He's the godfather of the movement, involved in all of the early important work. He's working on some projects that are going to blow people's minds. So Bryant, the godfather of telomeres, will be there. David Kekich, the founder of the Maximum Life Foundation, talking about emerging technologies that people can, number one, take advantage of to some degree now, but what's on the horizon.
But Greta, what is telomere?
The telomeres?
Yes. What is that?
Those are the little protective end caps, the little pieces at the ends of the cells that keep the material together so the cell doesn't die.
So give us some tips on what we can do. What can I do to look better without going to do Botox or buying the very, very expensive? Or do we need to be doing that?
Or we're 100 and we're looking for that little ski suit,
Well, first of all, there are we've all heard of the $1,000 a jar skin cream.
Right.
Okay, so let's just drill this right down to what we're talking about here, girls. So there are things out there that work better than the $1,000 a jar skin cream, but you got to know where to go. One of the things I want to cue you guys and your listeners into is a website that's going to be launching here within days, at the most maybe a couple weeks, and it's something that I contribute information to. Some of these top guys contribute to, and it's yourmaxlifesolutions.com. And that's going to have a treasure trove of, like, stuff that's not out there necessarily in the mainstream. It may not be on the counter at Neiman's for $1,000 a jar, but guess what? In the labs where they test these things, it activated more of the youth genes than any other product out there. So stuff like that. This is insider, cutting edge, breaking news, VIP backstage access to all to longevity. Basically.
Okay, just say that again. Your next life?
No,
your
Max Life your Solutions.
M-A-X.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your Max Life Solutions. And that's going to have stuff that, I mean, we've got top Hollywood stars who use some of these products. And so everybody out there is going to have access to the information that typically you'd have to have, like, your own highfalutin anti-aging doctor or your own personal chef or, you know, whatever it is. Our job is to cut through all of that and drill down to what really works, what's got the science. Forget the hype, forget the big marketing money behind them. What are the products that are amazing?
So, Greta, give us what's a product that you're using right now?
Well, for which thing? For which aspect?
Oh.
Let's talk turkey. If we're talking skincare right now, the hot product out there is Signals. And that'll be on your Max Life Solutions. Everybody who's tried this over the past 3 years, I'll give you a perfect example. My sister, who's 50, and my hotshot rock and roll niece, who's 19, fight over the Signals jar. Like, they hide it from each other. You know,
it's Signals.
Like, yeah.
Where can you get that?
We'll have it on your Max Life. And I think if you just Google Signal skincare, it'll come up.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not part of the company, but I'll tell you what, the product is amazing, and I won't use anything else. I take a telomerase activator, which is a supplement that helps keep these little end caps nice and healthy. That'll be on your Max Life Solution.
So wait, say that again. Now, what is that?
Well, that is an actual supplement. I talk about it in the book, and in the book I talk about the fact that there are products out there, more coming down the pipeline. We've got the more coming down the pipeline product, and it will be on your Max Life Solutions. It's a pill that actually supports telomere health, keeps those little puppies safe and sound and not shortening, not degrading over time.
So can you get that at a health food store?
No, you cannot get this product at a health food store. At some point, maybe, but this is a real, again, this is emerging stuff. This is insider, you know, VIP all area access, like at a rock concert, except it's to a science lab.
Wow.
Okay. And tell us again what it's called?
It's called, well, the name of that product is, actually the name of that is changing. It was called Telomax, and I believe the new name is going to be Telocode, because this thing is evolving, getting better all the time.
So anybody that's going to go to this Health Freedom Expo, and you're speaking on Friday, you said?
Well, here's what's happening.
Okay.
I'm actually GB solo with a couple of other people. I'm doing a 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's the time I wanted. I'm told it's like the dead zone. Like, are you crazy? You want to be on Saturday morning when people are sleeping? You know what? I wanted to kick the day off with some amazing stuff. So Saturday at 10 a.m., I'm talking about some secret stuff. I'll call it secret stuff. I'm going to give up the ghost about some great products and technologies and the best way to work out in 20 minutes and get more results than if you're training for 4 hours a day. So that's me alone on Saturday. Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm there with the longevity panel. And that's all these top scientists, and they're like, you know, they're all PhD, MD. You know, they got letters after their name that go on forever.
So can you give our listeners one tip about working out?
Oh, boy, can I ever. It's funny because one of the things that I'm going to give people who come to my seminar on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., I am going to give them an audio file that they can put on their iPod or their iPhone and take to the gym and have me in their ear coaching them through an 18-minute workout.
Wow.
It's high-intensity interval training. It's a very specific program. All people have to do is listen to me, do what I say. You can do it on a stationary bike, an elliptical, swimming, biking, running, whatever, and you will get more results in less time than you can possibly believe.
Amazing.
So that's high-intensity interval training. That means you're kicking butt for a short period of time, backing off, and then kicking butt again. So it's intervals, very high intensity. I'll go through exactly how to do it at the seminar. Keep in mind, I invented boot camps. They didn't exist in 1990 when I started my fit camps. Now everybody's got a boot camp here, a boot camp there, everywhere a boot camp. I invented them. I know what gets results for people.
All right. Well, Greta, I can't wait to hear you speak at the Health Freedom Expo.
We'll be there at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
There you go.
Because I want to load you up with, I want to load everybody up with all the info that's, you know, you got to be in the trenches doing this stuff for as many
right.
years as I have. And you can hear me. I get all jacked up about this because it's my passion.
Like people that are passionate. Yeah. That's what it's all about. So where do we find your book?
Well, the book is on, number one, it's on my website. My website's fitcamp.com. But just go to Amazon and buy it.
There you go.
You know, it's out there. And you know, I promise people will get great information. If you want to learn a simple meditation technique, it's in there.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Greta Blackburn, anti-aging expert and fitness pioneer. And she is the co-author of The Immortality Edge. And we'll be right back. We're going to take some names right now. So definitely get your name in right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 for the Health Freedom Expo at the Long Beach Convention Center. And these are just a few of our guests that are going to be there speaking. And that is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So I'm taking names. I got lots of tickets, and I'd love to have you be my guest. Again, 805-419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us because we're going to talk to Dr. Gerald Young, who is a psychologist, and we're going to talk about romance, being faithful from bed to head.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Sharon Savitson and Tom on our board.
I wonder about the skin thing, because I'll have somebody that'll turn around and say, you know, I use Dove soap. In fact, my girlfriend's got great skin, and she said, I use Dove soap and one of the creams, the moisturizers that she puts on her face. And then someone else who has, she was a top model and also a client of mine, and she is 81 And she has the most beautiful skin. She does not look a day over 55.
Yeah, my mom, the same thing. And she's always used, you know, olive oil and ivory. And,
or like Neutrogena or the little thing, you know, the Revlon or whatever it is. So I wonder if it's – and then I was actually at the pharmacy yesterday and picking up a prescription for my daughter. And the woman behind the counter, I said to her, you have – we were talking about skin. And I said to her, you have the most beautiful skin. And she said – oh, I use this little jar of vitamin E. That's what I moisturize with. So I bought this $3 jar of vitamin E oil. And it's not oil. It's cream.
Right.
Oh, no. So, well, you know?
I'm curious to see what it is. But you know what? I'm one of those trial and error because, you know, being a hair therapist, I'm always getting new products. And I'll take a hairspray out of one and a cream, you know, a shampoo out of one. And I don't love every part of the line, you know.
No, but I will tell you something that I hear over and over again. Okay? Drinking water. Hydrate.
I think that's...
Because she said, I drink a lot of water. You know, not drinking the sodas and alcohol or whatever.
Right. Honoring your body. You know, I know we have a couple minutes till our next break here. Then we're going to be at the top of the hour. And then we have our next guest on, Dr. Gerald Young. He is a psychologist. And he's going to be talking about relationships, right? But, you know, you've helped me a lot. And I know that I've been talking to my clients about this. And being at the top of the year, the beginning of the year, and you kind of start reflecting on looking at your life and trying to see if you're on the right track. And, you know, I'm so excited. I did I did my closet out today. I have started to take control of my life. And and so many times I thought I was in control of my life. But what I realized, and I really want to share this with my listeners, is I kind of like had this epiphany, right, is when every door opens, do I have to go in it?
Right.
And
you know, Kim, you talk about control, but I think we're always working to find balance. You know, that you can't have anything that's static and even, because how do you appreciate the good if you don't have the other side of it? And it's about priorities. You know what, when you have young kids, you have one priority. When you don't have kids at home anymore, your priorities change. So I think you have to keep checking in with yourself about what the priorities are. And really, it's like with children in schools. There's no one school that fits all your children.
Right.
You have to keep checking in year by year to see whether it's still working.
Right. And also, I'm almost empty nesting. Okay.
Right.
And that's a whole nother thing for a couple. It's a whole nother thing for, you know, the individuals. Like all of a sudden, who am I? Wait, I'm still the mom, but now I have a little more free time on my hands. And I don't know if any of my listeners are out there are going through that. I mean, when I talk to my clients when I'm doing their hair, that's kind of the what's happening out there. And how about you? I know you deal with a lot of people.
You know, I have a client who her whole life has been revolved around her children. I mean, she did have a career and then she became a stay-at-home mom and she really does a lot for her children. Her children are out of the house. And, you know, we're discussing what do you want to be doing? What's going to excite you? And we go through different things. So what do you like to do? You know, do you want to be out there being with people? Do you want to do something that's at home?
It sounds so easy. And now you gave me a paper to fill out, right, to kind of just ask, what's my values? What I valued when I first started, is that what I value now?
Well, your values are something different, okay? Your values don't change. It's not about what do you like to do or what are your hobbies. Your values are your non-negotiables.
There you go.
So it's like when we talk about, let's say honesty is a value. Then when someone comes into your life that is not honest, they are violating your value. Now, often we don't realize, you know, in a relationship, you have couples that don't get on, but they don't realize that what's happening is that the person is actually violating a value, a core value. So if family was your value and something was going to happen to one of your children, you would do anything. I mean, you've heard of people, you know, you'll lift a car to take your child out from under the car, or you'll do no matter what, you'll give up your life for your child. Those are your non-negotiables.
Wow. Well, let's bring Dr. Gerald Young on, and then we're gonna Okay, we'll wait. But you know what? It's really exciting because he's gonna be talking about, and I always love when we get a man's sense of, you know, what he's thinking, you know, and obviously his experience with different couples. But I know that you talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. It's there's a sense, you know, of how to keep relationships going when kind of everything starts to change.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and this is what I've noticed, when people will take responsibility for their actions, look at their behaviors, and know that they, you know, what you say and do defines you and what someone else says and does defines them, then you have a change in the dynamic where you're not blaming the other person or waiting for the other person to fulfill you in order for your happiness does not depend on the other person.
There you go. I love it. You know, Sharon, give out your phone number if anybody is looking for a life coach that can help them.
818-744-5859.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. We're at the top of the news right now, and we're going to come right back. We have Dr. Gerald Young going to come on and talk about Be Faithful from Bed to Head. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.